540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, "That's rad." It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, "Totally," just shorter. As in, "I totes love going to the mall with Becca." Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, "Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case."
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Inflation is always complex. Anyone who says, and this is the Republicans all day long, inflation's bad. No, Sherlock. Of course inflation's bad. I, too, go to the grocery store. So that is not a policy statement, by the way.
Congresswoman, put that in your commercial. That you're allowed to use this footage. This was not paid for by taxpayers. I want to see you right now, Congresswoman Katie Porter. No, Sherlock. Let's get this done.
I mean, that's all Republicans have to say, which is inflation is bad. Well, yes, folks, we get that. I just bought Fritos for $4.99. I spent $10 to feed these children Fritos, for crying out loud.
Fritos.
Katie Porter. Vote for Katie Porter here in Orange County.
I want Fritos now.
Well,
I had Fritos last night.
That's not the important thing. We have something way better and way crunchier than Fritos. You know what we have. You know, a crunchy comedy confection that you weren't ready for, even though I'm...
Jen Kirk, my friend, Steph, online. About her jingle, she likes to bitch and whine. Jen's on between 6 and 9.
Yeah, oh, hi, Jen Kirkman. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I love seeing you. What does my theme song say? They changed it from Trumpy likes to bitch and whine to something else.
I don't know, Jen Kirkman. The important thing is you published your entire text chain with Travis Bone about you your pants literally on the air in midterm nervousness. Is that happening as we speak?
No, you know, I kind of didn't know I had to come into work today, so I was more scrambling to get into the office, and I also have shingles, which...
What? Do you really? Know,
you're not old enough for that.
I'm 48, but everyone I know that had shingles was under 50.
Wow.
Everyone.
Wow.
I know like 6 people that have had it. And anyway, my point is, with all the scrambling and putting calamine lotion on, I didn't even think to bring my diaper.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. That's going
to
be a mess.
So I'm going to have to try not to.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. I think we all have a rumbly tumbly, Jen. How are you feeling? I mean, it is nerve-wracking that this could even be close, isn't it?
It's so funny because I was so nervous about a month ago. And then I just, you know, we all have other things going on in our life besides the election. So between the shingles and just life, I've been so preoccupied. I would keep forgetting over the weekend that the election was tomorrow. And then I would remember and I would get like a chill through my bones.
Yes.
So I guess whatever that emotion is.
I think the message so far is please vote and get the shingle shot.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead.
And I asked those MFers at CVS to give me the shot. I said, what's 2 years difference? I think I'm old enough. Well, yes, I am.
Well, now you had to prove it, didn't you, by getting shingles? Yeah. Okay. All right, Jen, what was your point? Yeah. You were about to say something happy, clappy, and patriotic. Go ahead.
I actually truly believe would bet things on it that I don't want to lose, that we keep the House and Senate.
I would too. I do too. I know.
I don't think it's going to be a blue wave. I think it will be similar to President Biden's election, which was a huge win, but it wasn't this massive blue wave in all the House and Senate. But I think we'll hold steady.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you on that. I loved your, because you are such a fantastic writer, and I bet you could also write a horror film. You wrote a while back, you know, the part in the horror movie where you think the monster's been defeated and everyone sits on the couch like, well, that's over. And then the monster's walking up the basement stairs. That's the special election, a November 8th election in Alaska. We must defeat Palin again. All of them, and all of the awful Republican, and that Trump is going to declare again, apparently, November 14th. It is all like a recurring horror movie.
This is what makes me nervous.
Yes.
When, and I sound like a real idiot because I'm going to say that woman, but I forget her name, but when the woman who beat Sarah Palin.
Mary Mottola?
Mottola. Yeah.
That's right.
Mottola,
yeah.
When she won, I had arguments with actual friends of mine, other liberals, that said, no, she doesn't have to run again in November. I said, guys, she's taking over a dead person's seat. I mean, they've moved the dead person out of the seat.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. But they do things like that, you know, when you have like high powered jobs. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I said, but she's finishing out his term. She didn't get elected to a new, she has to get elected again.
Right.
And it was hard to convince people of that. And I don't know why people, these are liberals pushing back at me, people sending me angry emails. Why are you promoting that? We already won it. And I'm like, see, even the best people with the best intentions don't know what's going on. So I just pray that that people just have registered to vote and will vote and know where they're going. And
right. Well, you, because you retweeted yourself, which I think is fantastic. You had tweeted, Republicans who like Putin are like women who like write love letters to men in prison. And you said, good one, 2016, Jen.
Oh, you know what's funny? When you were reading that to me, I already forgot that I said that 4 years ago. And I'm like, Steph, that wasn't my tweet. That's someone else. Oh, it was me.
No, it's you. That was 2016, Jen. Yeah. You said, if you're on the left and you think people, the people to blame for Putin wanting to shoot off nukes because Ukraine is defending itself against his attempt to take over their country is Ukraine and America, congrats. You've fallen for Russian propaganda just like you did in 2016. Yeah, I was saying this morning, the news that, you know, Jake Sullivan is talking to his counterpart in Russia to try to avoid nuclear, you know, catastrophe. I'm like going, Republicans will vote for nuclear war if it makes Biden look bad, right?
100%. And some of those freaky deaky ones, they think they want to usher in Armageddon.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think it's Lauren Boebert is one of these people that they want, they think if they start a nuclear war, Jesus is coming to, I guess, now it might be Jerusalem where Trump moved the embassy or something. So, no, they want death and destruction. They don't care. Now, I don't want death and destruction, but I'm willing to, unfortunately, like, this is also all out of my control, nukes. But if the only way to save democracy is stand up to a madman and he nukes the world, I got to say, I don't love it.
Yeah.
But we did the right thing.
Right.
Okay. Is that dark?
All right, that was dark, Jen. But there is no other kind of humor, as you know. Speaking of which, was Mrs. Maisel, which you are one of the fantastic writers of, was that before Roe fell? I mean, I don't know what to say about people that say, oh, nobody cares about Roe now. I've seen Chris Christie now mansplain to a panel of women that nobody cares. No one's going to vote on Roe being overturned. The women don't care. I heartily disagree.
Yes, I violently disagree. Even Republican women care. And as someone who writes on a show, which we just had our final episode taping last week.
Aww.
I know, it was sad. And the it's interesting because I go to a set every day that is a 1961 set. I stand in a kitchen that's 1961. And every once in a while, I long for those days that I wasn't even alive yet. And I wouldn't have had any rights and neither would have.
Oh, goodness. Jen has frozen right in the middle of her talking about being frozen in time in 1961.
No. In amber. Aww. She's frozen in
Look
amber.
Look, she's frozen in amber like a mosquito.
Don't know.
Wow. She's super pretty, though. And that's we should just, you know, I'm going to make that my screensaver. Look how pretty she is. She's literally pretty and shiny. Okay.
Maybe it would be a good time to break or go to a commercial.
Should we?
Oh, it's a little early.
Yeah, it's a little early. Okay. Let me take Bob in Colorado. Hello, Bob. Jen opened for Bob. Oh, Jen went away. She's coming back. Okay, hi, Bob. Go ahead. Hello, Bob.
Oh, no.
Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue. Go ahead.
Oh. Our internet might be down.
It's good morning. No. Mark Elias.
Sue Hello, is like a as like a cockroach. She will survive the internet being down, nuclear war. Hi, Sue. Go
it's
ahead.
My inner Bronx. It always survives.
Yes.
Mark Elias said, the GOP no longer presents voter suppression and election subversion with a wink and a nod. It embraces these anti-democratic tactics.
Yeah.
There are no more dog whistles left. They've been replaced by
the blaring trying to throw out mail ballots is nothing more than just being out front. We want to throw out democratic ballots.
And this is the issue. And everything is wrapped around fighting back for democracy, our right to choose, our benefits, our social safety net, all of it. It all is about fighting for democracy. And if people, you know, I love these Republican men I see who say, my wife will never vote for Democrats. And I think every time they go in the voting booth, they vote for Democrats. You have no idea what they're going to do. Women are fired up. Kids are fired up. This is their planet. This is their future. We get out there, we vote, we win. There were 100 million people who didn't vote in the last election. They need to get off their butts and vote blue, and we will have a blue tsunami.
Yep. Thank you. There we go. All right. Sue has given you your orders. You cannot escape her. She will find you no matter what occurs.
Absolutely.
She will find you. All right. We're going to break while we try to get Jen back 15 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my Raycon wireless earbuds sitting right there. Getting ready to hike with me
just a little bit.
And right now, how about shopping early? Skipping the stress, snagging some of the best deals of the season on something everyone will love, premium audio products from Raycon. Raycon's wireless earbuds, headphones, speakers offer premium sound, useful features, almost custom comfortable fit, and up to 54 hours of battery life. Wow. Here's the kicker. Wow. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. Plus, Raycon makes gifting so easy with holiday gift guides for everyone in your life. Knock it all out of one place and get 30% off by shopping Raycon's holiday bundles. What a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
You can get them, you know, Kohl's, Walmart, etc., but you're always going to get the best deal when you use my special link, buyraycon.com/Stephanie. Go to buyraycon.com/Stephanie. Use the code EARLYBF to get 20% off site-wide, or save even bigger and get that 30% off Raycon's exclusive holiday bundles. That's code EARLYBF at buyraycon.com/Stephanie. buyraycon.com/Stephanie.
Holiest of guacamole.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Thanksgiving and the holiday season are only a few days away, and there's still time to look your very best and years younger with Genucel Skincare. This Thanksgiving season, save 70% off Genucel's most popular package at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel products target forehead wrinkles, fine lines, dark spots, skin redness, that sagging jawline, and even the most annoying bags and puffiness gone right before your eyes. Plus, with its immediate effects, see results in less than 12 hours, guaranteed or your money back. Treat yourself to the best skincare money can buy this holiday season. You deserve it. From now until Thanksgiving, get your complimentary hyaluronic acid deep correcting serum absolutely free when you check out. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. Now enter my special code Stephanie for an additional 10% off your entire purchase. And just for the holidays, enjoy free shipping and a holiday gift bundle with every most popular package. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie. That's Genucel.com/Stephanie. This holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone naughty or nice on your list. For more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, personalized gifts galore. You want it, they have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, every collection, 600 to 600 bottles, plus expert wine storage consultants are available by phone to help find the right fit for all your needs. WineEnthusiast.com, your one-stop holiday gift-giving destination for everyone on your list. With the best customer reviews and hassle-free returns, WineEnthusiast.com, or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and holiday sales events happening now for the best prices of the season on wine storage, gifts, and more. Get free standard shipping on orders $99 or more. Some exclusions apply. WineEnthusiast.com, they bring wine to life. Message and data rates may apply.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 26
overnight
under mainly clear skies.
Northwesterly winds
around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 41. Lows around 34 tomorrow night. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered showers Tuesday. Chance of snow on Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
Stephanie Miller.
She's back. Jen Kirkman's back. That was weird, right? You were just saying that you would like to sometimes be frozen in 1961, and then you were frozen.
I literally was just saying the internet has destroyed everything, and then the internet gods were like, yeah, how do you like this?
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Or it was Elon silencing me.
Yeah, that's it.
What do you think about the whole Elon Musk thing? Where are you on Twitter? Staying, going, what are you thinking?
You know, I'm really embarrassed to admit, I thought I was going to go, and then I couldn't pull the plug. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. No, because, I want to stay and irritate people. go ahead.
I find it funny, Jen, that you're impersonating Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk does not have a problem with that.
Right.
But with people impersonating Elon Musk, he has a problem with.
Right.
That, my friend, is exactly what I was going for. I mean, I blocked Elon Musk, so he might not even be able to see that I did that, but I'm sure he has soft puppet accounts, or maybe he's not even aware.
He listens, so now he knows, but yeah.
Oh, he's a listener.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know where I'm at with it. I actually never really believed he would ever really buy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now that I understand Jack Dorsey and him are kind of in on it together, so Jack can start his second thing called Blue Sky or whatever.
Oh, right.
Which I call Blueski because I think it's just funnier to say it like that.
Yes, but, indeed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's great, but I don't think it's going to... I think he'll be owning it until it goes down forever, and I think that might take a few years. So I think, you know, we got a few more years of this big baby.
Yeah, this giant stompy baby. Yeah, I love the headline, Musk's own behavior is why advertisers are fleeing Twitter. I mean, and this is, by the way, with the midterms tomorrow, this is the small government party. We were just saying that some House Republican was talking about they're going to haul these companies before Congress. So they have to explain why they left, why they chose
not to advertise,
not to advertise somewhere that they're because. Go ahead.
It's crazy. It's like that's what capitalism is. That's like, you know, the part that isn't all creepy and greedy, like. We get to choose without the government. We're not a communist country. This is so crazy.
Right.
I also think, too, that, you know, I'm on Twitter because I'm not a billionaire.
Right.
You know, like, If I were a billionaire, I'd be living my best life. I wouldn't be on Twitter searching my name.
Right. And these people say they're the free market capitalists, mm-hmm. right? This is from the article. What advertisers are frustrated about is Elon Musk's own behavior. This one business reporter said, tweeting that article that had misinformation about the attack on Paul Pelosi. Some of the other things that he's done have made people think he doesn't take brand safety, hate speech, violence seriously on the platform. I mean, the fact that he tweeted a conspiracy theory about Paul Pelosi is just, it says everything you need to know, right?
It does hearten me that he had to delete it. Now, I don't know who pressured him to do that or what the reasons were, but right. It gave me a little hope.
Right.
He's like baby Trump. He took a pill and turned into Trump.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Here is Speaker Pelosi spoke for the first time since the attack on her husband.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your kind words, your prayers, and your good wishes for Paul. It's going to be a long haul, but he will be well. And it's just so tragic how it happened. But nonetheless, we have to be optimistic. He's surrounded by family, so that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying tomorrow, besides, you know, for small d democracy, it's for decency. This vote tomorrow is not just to save our democracy. It's just common decency. I mean, the response to the attack on Paul Pelosi tells you everything you need to know about the difference in our parties today.
I mean, they couldn't even pretend, because guess what? If they pretended to care, their base would freak out. What are you doing defending that lib? Can I say one thing that is like on the verge of humor?
Yes. It's humor adjacent.
I'm sure in a way, like, as much as we did not want this to happen, Paul Pelosi certainly got out of the doghouse with Nancy after this tragedy, because he'd had his DUI a little while ago, and I'm sure she was like, what the hell were you thinking? You know, and that story went away nicely, and then now he got attacked, and I'm sure she's like, okay, that was tragic and horrible, and I'm not mad at you anymore for the DUI, because this just, you know, overrides that. But that was the only thing I could think of, was like, maybe they were mad at each other until he got attacked, and she was like, okay, this is very serious, but I don't, you know, it's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah, that was not even, I think, in the same neighborhood as humor, but it was, you know what, it was a thought, and I appreciate it, Jen Kirkman.
These are the relationship things I think about behind the scenes of politics,
right.
Which is like, we're, you know.
Yes. All right, one more, Speaker Pelosi.
We need to bring our country together. So when we are fighting this fight, getting out this vote, let's do so with the greatest respect for everyone.
That, you know, we were going back on all of, you know, the statements she made after Steve Scalise was shot. It's just, I'm sorry, we are the party of decency. They are not. Like she said, there are no Democrats or Republicans today. We're all together. We're hurting as a family, blah, blah, blah. Not one of them gave her that same shred of decency back.
And, you know, when they say, oh, that guy that, you know, shot one of the Republicans was radicalized. No, that's different than... He does not like the policy of Republicans, and something in his own mental health or whatnot made him do that. But no politician was ever calling for the death of anyone or saying, you know, we're going to come in with guns. Like, the thing that makes me sad is that she's so right when she talks about decency, but the only people hearing it are us. I'm hoping there's like a swath of independents that really hate Democrats and their policies and their personalities, but that say this is a bridge too far. I hope there's enough of them to tip votes, even if they just don't vote, like, but something.
Right. Listen, your podcast, can I just say, is fantastic. No fun. No, you are a lot of fun. One thing I fixated on that I have not gotten to hear it yet is your mother's hatred of Prince Charles. Now, I just need to know what that is based on.
Okay. My mother has been obsessed with Lady Di her whole life.
Okay. Yeah.
And so she used to talk to me.
I thought this was a Team Diana thing, but yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As if she knew Jennifer. This is, you know, I'm in high school, like back home with my Boston mother, Jennifer. She just out of the blue sit down with me. Like we had to have a mother daughter talk. Jennifer, Charles never loved Diana. And she was a virgin. And she loved him, Jennifer. And he never loved her. And he was with that horse-faced Camilla the whole time. And Queen Elizabeth made Charles marry Diana because she, you know, she wasn't a commoner, but I blame the queen for that, but otherwise she's a real spitfire. But Jennifer, I don't like, and then she just called me after the death of Queen Elizabeth, Jennifer, I do not like Charles's behavior. He was
okay. Wait, I got to hear the rest of this story next. Oh, yeah.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mom was always very organized.
But my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Based on all of your answers to me, it sounds like you don't believe Democrats did anything wrong. You believe if you don't do well, it's simply you had bad messaging or you didn't communicate it right. Is that your basic take here?
Well, first of all, neither you or I know what's going to happen on Tuesday, so what do you say we wait to see? But secondly, look, what I'm telling you is we're not perfect, but we are responsible adults who didn't attack the Capitol on January 6th, didn't try to whitewash it. Don't pretend we're for law enforcement and then ignore 140 cops getting beat up on that horrible day. We're not perfect, but we've got a plan for gun violence and for bringing jobs back from China. You don't like it? What's yours?
Representative Sean Patrick Maloney. Representative McDreamy. Jen Kirkman's back. We were in a mid Mrs. Kirkman story. We were in a mid Jem's mom story. So I love a woman that holds on to her grudges. For you, that is my, I mean, she is a woman after my own heart. So she, you're explaining her deep-seated hatred of Prince Charles, who is now King Charles. But yeah.
Well, you'll never hear my mother call him that. But
yeah, I bet not. Yeah.
And I apologize for talking into your break. I think there's a slight delay on the Zoom, so if anyone out there is like, why does Jen keep interrupting, I think it's a delay, so I apologize. But she said, this is an email from my mother. She said, the day after the Queen died, I thought Charles was a little too happy acting. You know, he's out with the crowds and waving and smiling. It was as if he was saying, I finally made it. I thought the occasion called for more somberness. And I think he's the one who made the remarks about the color of Harry and Meghan's children. He should keep his mouth shut after that disgusting tampon thing he said to Camilla in the love letters.
Oh, my God. I want to go out for drinks. At the Cheers bar in Boston with your mother. I cannot get enough of your mom's Boston accent, but also just like that she would remember that Charles said that he wishes he were Camilla's tampon, because I remember things like that too. I have like a photographic memory for the Bill O'Reilly phone sex tape.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't, well, it's obviously stuff like that sticks in your mom's head as well. Yeah.
And we talked about it on the phone after. I said, what does that even mean? Like, does he want his full body to be the tampon, or is he saying that his penis is as big as a tampon? Because that ain't nothing to brag about.
No.
What?
Yeah. Did okay. You have to bleep
any of that? No, didn't
wait,
have to bleep it. Nope.
No. Oh, no. Okay. No. That was fine. No. Wait. Oh, but I was saying, I was just wondering if it impacted your view of love and relationships, her whole like lecture about Charles cheating on Diana. Like,
I think I was always a little paranoid if someone actually loved me or not.
Right. Because of your mom's Prince Charles. I love
it. He never loved it. And Jennifer, she never loved again. And, you know, Dodi Fayed seemed like a lot of fun, but she didn't love him.
Okay.
I don't know how she knew that. If Diana was calling her, I don't know.
Listen, Chris was telling you, giving an update on the Oath Keepers trial, and it proves your point that men are bastard people, because Stuart Rhodes is throwing his girlfriend under the bus as we speak.
His girlfriend / attorney.
Right.
Yeah.
He says that she added incriminating information to his texts.
Right.
Oh, come on.
How do you do that? You just go in and like, it's not like you can edit a text. Like, how does she add incriminating information?
But you couldn't back then.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, here's Stephanie again trying to recruit me. She's like, all men are bastards. Look at the Oath Keepers.
Right. Yeah, exactly, Jen. Take a lap in the lady lake is my point.
Stop it.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I have a girlfriend. Hi, Anita and San. I'm so over Jen Kirkman. Anita and San Antonio.
Hi, guys.
You're on with Jen.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Now,
I know somebody. Hi. I know somebody, my mother-in-law. She's never voted Democrat. Mm-hmm. And she voted for Beto because of the abortion thing. Oh,
wow. Okay.
Because she's pro-choice. She's like 70, 75 years old, and she's never voted Democrat, but that was just, and she's a typical like Southern woman.
Anita, I was going to say, somebody said that on our show, that they think there's going to be a lot of that vote of women telling their husbands, oh, yeah, I'm voting Republican, but that may not, right?
Yeah, especially in these red states where we're actually feeling it right now.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine, we hear stories all the time about these women who are being turned away from hospitals, who are bleeding, or
well, and also, broke. Anita, the youth vote. I just saw these lines at University of Austin yesterday that were amazing. I mean, just and what we're seeing, you know, provably from early voting and youth turnout is really good news.
That's what I'm hearing, and from my daughter. And, oh, by the way, and she was out at her apartment, student housing, and there was these young guys that were, like, 18 or 19 out there, and they were playing basketball. And she heard one of them turn to the others and say, have you voted yet?
Wow. Wow.
So, you know, yeah. I mean, that's not something that 18 and 19-year-olds usually talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, right? I think it's a lot of things, Jen, don't you? I mean, it's not just Roe. I think it's, you know, student loan debt. There's a lot of issues. Marijuana. Think, you know, we're going to talk to Victor Shi tomorrow, who's our UCLA student, who said that, you know, provably the numbers are way, way past 18 and 20.
And if you're a single issue voter, it's like literally every single issue is on the ballot. So Choose one. Something heartening, too, about my mom in the political realm. My mom is technically pro-life, I guess. But when I explained to her the abortion ban, I said it's not quite about killing babies, not that she's that radical, but I said, you know, my mom took the birth control pill in the 70s, which helped cure her endometriosis, which helped me get born.
Right.
And I said, if they let this happen, mom, they're going to come for birth control. And she said, well, that's not their business. And I said, exactly. Now, whether or not you love abortion or not, it's really about looking big picture and about what they're trying to do and how they're trying to keep women at home. And that really, it was a 5-minute conversation and she really got it.
Right.
And
is she Catholic?
I don't know how she's going to vote. What?
Is she Catholic?
She's Catholic, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's voted Democrat before, but I think, I don't think she'll vote Republican. I think she just wouldn't vote or she'll vote Democrat. But I do feel like that little conversation with her, she really heard it.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky that she's not a combative, you know, angry right winger. But I think people have started to learn.
Yeah.
That it's not just about this issue. It's about, a privacy issue, a slippery slope. Well, I think people really are getting it.
Because that accent is so delightful and we are, you know, tickled by the comedic value of it. I think that we missed like a huge point there that I keep trying to make like every day is this is supposed to be the small government party. And that's what this midterm is about freedom. It's about women like your mother going, that's not their business. Right. It's like, you know, this is the party now that wants to tell women what they can do with their bodies. Tell me who I can love, who I can marry, your kids, what books they can read. That is not small government. And I think this election is about freedom, your freedom to vote, your freedom to marry, your freedom to control your own body.
I also think, too, that these bigger issues that people don't grasp if they're not, you know, political nerds. Even climate change can be hard for people to grasp until you say, well, see that hurricane that just destroyed these towns. You know, we need infrastructure to plan for climate change. It's not just about stopping it, but it's about, okay, if it is here, how do we recover each and every time? I think the more we talk to people about how it affects them personally, because at the end of the day, not everyone's a saint and they don't think globally and about other people. But again, each issue we're dealing with there's a way in to talk to people about how it affects them how they've
Your mom has even seen Perfect Storm, hasn't she? I mean, isn't there something in there about
Perfect Storm with George Clooney, filmed in Gloucester. Jennifer, Boston is a big town for movies, as big as Hollywood these days.
And she knows a nor'easter in November is nothing to joke about or something from that movie, right?
It's a nor'easter, Jennifer. There was the blizzard of 74 when you were just a baby. Oh, you were so cute and your little hat.
And just wind her up and make her do her mom. She's easier.
Speaking of climate change, it's 75 degrees today in New York City on November 7th. It's not great.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Nothing more to see here. Also, have we mentioned how completely and totally awful all the Republican candidates are? I'm hoping this is our last time ever version of What the Hell Herschel.
There's more.
Yeah. This may be our last ever What the Hell.
This isn't it. Well, there'll be more tomorrow. He's still talking.
Well, hopefully he will not be former.
He's never going to shut up.
Okay. He will not be Senator Head Injury Herschel. He will be former Senate candidate Herschel Walker.
Fox News next.
Okay. Would you like to, here we go. Ready, Jen? Would you like to play? Okay.
The biggest threat to democracy is to have Senator Warnock out there, to have Senator Warnock voting to put men and women's sports. That's the biggest threat to democracy because we get a chance to vote. And because we get that chance to vote, we can get them out of office. And that's what we got to do right now, because if we don't get them out of office, we will not recognize this country after November.
It's the biggest threat to democracy is men.
Was he getting applause just for being there? Because he hadn't even started speaking yet. Just, okay.
He needs some punctuation.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
He said the biggest threat to democracy, and they started clapping. Like, yeah. We love threats to democracy.
Yay. Is okay. I was that the men and women sports again?
Yeah.
Yeah, the biggest threat to. Okay. All right. Let's move on.
Mm-hmm. Hey, somebody else dead. I didn't sign up for nobody else dead. I know y'all didn't either. And then I happened to read this article. I read this article, and they asked the kids what they were doing with the money. They said they were out there buying video games. They were going on vacation. They was gambling. They were drinking booze. And then they were doing all this stuff.
Jen, your thoughts?
That was about student debt.
On that? I didn't sign up for someone else's debt.
Yes.
That's what he said. Okay.
Yeah, I heard something about drinking booze, and I thought...
Yeah.
I think he got sidetracked there and was just thinking about what he did in college.
Yeah, okay. Wow. All right, and one last version of what the hell, Herschel.
If you're a Martian, you live in the United States of America, I'm going to protect you, too, because you belong to my family.
Huh? If you're a Martian,
what the hell, Herschel?
Wait, play that one again. Just listen.
Hang on.
Yeah, if you're a Martian, you live in the United States of America, I'm going to protect you too because you belong to my family.
If you're a Martian?
If you're a Martian and you live in the United States,
I'm going to protect you too because you're part. Do you think that somebody told him illegal aliens and he thought they meant Martians?
Jen, I'm sorry to do this to you.
I think, Travis.
I need to hear it again. I need to hear it again. I'm sorry.
One more time.
Yeah.
Here we go.
If you're a Martian, you live in the United States of America, I'm going to protect you, too, because you belong to my family.
Because you belong to my family?
Belong to my family.
Oh, I could have sworn he said you've blown my family.
Yeah, you've blown my family.
Yeah,
but wait a minute. I want to be with the Martian's family, not his. Let me decide. If a Martian comes, I'm going with the Martian. They make more sense to me.
Why are there Martians
here?
I'm with
Frangela. I just die a little more inside every time I know that it's our public service to point out how completely unqualified he is for the Senate, but I just die a little inside.
That Martian really got me, though.
Yeah.
Okay. I really think he thinks illegal aliens are from Mars.
Good for you if you can find someone to blow your family. I think that's important. Okay. Kyle.
I'm sure Christian appreciates it.
Kyle in Albuquerque, you're on with Jen Kirkman. Hello.
Hello.
Kyle is a big fan of Jen's, and who isn't? Hello, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, hi. You guys really threw me off, and it's Eastern California, Reno, but who cares? Ms. Kirkman, I was wondering if you wanted to discuss our mutual love of Hallmark movies. I know you wrote one, which was the best one last year, by the way. And I'm admitting on a worldwide platform now that I love Hallmark movies. I'm embarrassed.
No, there are a lot of people who do.
You are a manly man to admit that.
Sir, do you want to hear something that's going to make you happy?
Sure.
Well, because I wrote a Hallmark movie, 'Tis the Season to Be Merry, which is rerunning all year.
I have it recorded. Excellent.
Thank you. I was checking out the ratings last year, and guess what? Hallmark movies regularly are in like the top five things that are on cable, and they regularly beat out like every Fox News talk show.
That is fantastic. I love Hallmark movies. Okay.
Do you?
By the way, I also wanted to state real quick, if I could, Ms. Kirkman, you are incredibly funny, incredibly talented, and even not feeling well, incredibly beautiful. So thank you
for you.
Isn't she literally shiny and pretty? Look at her.
Well, I have a ring light on, and the shingles haven't moved to my face yet, so I am very grateful.
That's a good thing. Oh, no.
All right. Well, everyone have a good day.
Lots of love and happy Hallmark. And that stuff I forgot to mention. That's how I've been getting through this election season. I've been watching Christmas movies.
Yeah, I love them.
I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. That might be the only thing that breaks up me and the girlfriend. She does not like Hallmark movies. She likes really dark stuff. I can't like Yellowstone. And
She doesn't like
Dahmer. She
doesn't like big city lawyers moving to small towns and opening a bakery so that they can meet the man of their lives at Christmas.
Muffin shops?
Yeah.
They've got even some lesbians in these movies now. They're getting really progressive.
I know. Isn't it fantastic? Mm-hmm. Okay. 48 minutes. We've got fancy Hallmark lesbians.
Yeah.
Speaking of muffin shops.
Hey!
What?
What would your mother say? What would she say?
She would laugh.
Jennifer, don't make a muffin
Jennifer,
joke to a lesbian.
That's wild to say that on air.
48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of which, things that the girlfriend likes. Adam, right? It's a brand new sponsor.
Adam and Eve.
Whether you're shopping for yourself or someone special, Adam and Eve will have the special perfect gifts. Come on, holiday season, right?
You can enjoy it as a couple.
You can get an amazing deal right now at adamandeve.com. Mm-hmm. What you got there, Chris? 50% off plus free shipping.
What do I got?
50% off an adventurous new toy. Maybe maybe a little lube. Hmm? Okay. Or almost anything else you desire.
You don't need to go into a store.
No. And that's the best thing.
Yes.
You right? Can do
it, from it comes home. Right to your house.
Our podcast listener, we'll get 50% off almost any item. Just use the code Miller at checkout. 50% off and free shipping. Doesn't matter what you choose. It will all be packaged and sent discreetly for free. More pleasure in the bedroom and a gift that keeps on giving. This is literally the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. That's probably why where that phrase came from.
Someone got something from Adam and Eve.
Okay. Treat yourself, treat your partner, right? Life's too short not to enjoy yourself. Go now, adamandeve.com. Select any one item. Use the code Miller. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show right here. So be sure to support our show. Use this code Miller. Get not just 50% off, but also 100% free shipping. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com right now.
This is a disgusting display.
Oh, you can say that again.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Twelve children screaming, 11 minutes to find parking, 10 Karens Karening. Do you really want to go to Black Friday shopping out in stores right now? Skip the stress. Shop online and snag some of the best deals of the season from Raycon. Raycon's wireless earbuds, headphones, and speakers offer premium sound, useful features, and an almost custom comfortable fit, up to 54 hours of battery life, and they start at half the price of other premium audio brands. You heard me. Raycon makes this stressful holiday period easy with holiday gift guides for everyone in your life. Or knock that list out all at once and get 30% off by shopping Raycon's holiday bundles. Raycon also offers free shipping, free returns, and buy now, pay later options, plus a 30-day happiness guarantee. Right now, go to buyraycon.com/Stephanie. That's buyraycon.com/Stephanie to get 20% off site-wide or save even bigger. Get 30% off Raycon's exclusive holiday bundles. buyraycon.com/Stephanie.
We could tell you exactly why Bombas socks, T-shirts, and underwear are so comfortable. But we like how our customers said it. So we hired some professional voice actors to read real customer reviews.
Bum diggities on my pickies.
It's like being hugged by an angel.
I borrowed a pair for my son and didn't want to give them back. So I ordered a dozen for myself.
Better keep those somewhere safe.
I was given a pair of Bombas by my sister. Since then, there's no turning back. I only wear Bombas.
Gone are the days of my husband complaining about uncomfortable underwear. He loves these.
And we love our customers. That's why all Bombas clothing is carefully designed from soft materials, with thoughtful comfort tweaks, like making everything tagless, seamless, and perfectly smooth. Plus, since socks, t-shirts, and underwear are the three most requested clothing items in homeless shelters, every Bombas item you buy is matched by a donation to those in need. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie. That's BOMBAS.com/Stephanie, code Stephanie. bombas.com/Stephanie, code Stephanie.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll keep woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
It's 4 a.m., Monday. And you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 23. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 41 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. 34 tomorrow night, overcast. Highs around 51 Tuesday with a chance for scattered showers. Chance for snow, 30 on Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? Waiting on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the turn. I've been waiting to smile, eh? The whole name for a while, eh?
Yeah. Happy election eve. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney to get you fired up for tomorrow. Here we go. Sean Patrick Maloney.
Final question here. Midterm results are very much always connected to presidential job rating. How much responsibility do you think President Biden has for this political environment?
I think the president gets a bum rap. By the way, he's been a leader on public safety his whole career. He's also fixing our roads and our bridges. He's bringing jobs back from China. He's capping seniors' out-of-pocket costs in Medicare. He took on the big drug companies. If you want to know why all this dark money's coming into these races, because we took on the big drug companies. He's helping our veterans with extraordinary health care, $250 billion. He's done gun safety legislation. And let's not forget the rescue plan that saved every small business and restaurant and live venue in the country. I think the guy gets a bum rap. I think he's working through the damage of the Trump years and the pandemic, and he's not getting enough credit for it. Now, we've got more to do, and he'll be the first one to tell you that.
By the way, thank you for giving me a bare minimum of Chuck Todd this week. My DVR has been reprogrammed to only record Jen Kirkman Hallmark movies, and it has subtracted Chuck Todd and Bill Maher permanently.
I just want you to hear.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
This is just in regards to your sponsor, Adam and Eve, that you read about.
Oh, yes.
I think the only thing that wouldn't work for you is the discreet packaging, because I feel like you would want packaging that says, I'm getting laid, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they offer that.
Yes, and maybe they could also use a bullhorn when they deliver it, so to let the entire neighborhood know that sex toys are being delivered because I have a girlfriend. Okay, Jen, you know we always hurt the ones we love the most, and you know we love you the most, so we're going to inflict the Gummy and Cokie show on you, which is what we call Eric Trump and Don Jr. when they're out speaking.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Okay.
Eric Trump, here we go.
It's unthinkable. It's unthinkable what these people are doing to this nation. The way they want to destroy Christianity, the way they want to destroy our families, the way they're destroying our children, the way they're destroying our history, the way they're rewriting our textbooks. Guys, this is a cognizant war in this country. And I don't say that lightly. I'm not like the tinfoil hat wearing guy.
Yeah, you
but
are.
If anybody thinks that they're not weaponizing every single one of these systems, there's only one party that's weaponizing the systems. And they're doing it for their own benefit every single time. I mean...
Mm-hmm. Yes, Travis.
I just want to say we give Eric a lot of
lift,
but he used cognizant in a sentence, said it correctly, and used it correctly.
Wow. Okay. That's a first,
that's,
Jen.
That's heavy lifting.
Yeah.
It really jumped out at me, though. He was so proud of himself. This is a cognizant. He just, it took me right out of it because I was like, where did he learn a big word?
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. Oh, you know what? We took up so much time with Gummy, we don't have time for Cokie. I'm sorry. But you know what? I'll send you the MP3 of Don Jr. because, you don't want to miss that.
But he talks so fast. Are you sure you don't have time?
We'll just double speed it. Very good point.
All right. I am watching Tis the Season. Is that the name of it? Tis the Season?
To Be Merry.
What's Tis the Season to Be Merry on Hallmark, written by Jen Kirkman.
It's going to be on at 11 o'clock this Saturday night.
Oh, I can't wait.
Set your DVRs.
Let's hope it is the season for a blue tsunami, right? Jen Kirkman?
Even a blue puddle. I'll take it.
All right. Follow Jen Kirkman on Twitter or whoever she's pretending to be today. We love you, Jen.
I love you guys more. Good night. Good morning. I mean, bye.
See you tomorrow.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.